All right. You had a busy day.
Did I?
Yeah. You did. In school. And Kendra. And swimming. Where do you want to begin? Actually, begin quickly because we're 30 seconds in and we need to be done quickly because it's late and I can see tired written all over your face.
Okay.
Art class.
Good.
Good is not going to cut it with me.
It was good. I had a nice time. I did some art.
I did some art? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, this isn't a creative writing class.
No.
Did you finish your second class?
Yes.
And?
It has turned up.
And now you move on to?
My one-point perspective.
One-point perspective? With all of your craziness? You put yours up next to Cassidy when you're finished with it. Put them up side by side. And why?
Because it's not good. I don't like it. I don't want this one to be hung up.
I don't know that you're a good judge of your own work yet.
I know.
You're self-critical.
Because we have to do it with... We're just using two colors, and they're complementary colors, because... So if you go, like, red, and you put it on lightly, and then you put, like, thin of green over it, like, nice and even, then it just looks like a darker red, I guess. But it looks green, also. It's weird. So that's what we're doing. And I don't like it at all because just everything's just two colors.
What did boring. You choose those colors?
Yeah, I'm doing red and orange. Not red and orange, blue and orange.
All right. Did you choose the colors before you chose the content?
After.
And why is she having you do only two colors?
Because we're learning about complementary colors.
Okay. So maybe the project isn't so much about creating a piece of great art as much as it is understanding how to use the techniques and the colors,
yeah.
The complementary colors.
Yesterday, I forgot to tell you, yesterday we got back our monochromatic paintings, and I got, 90-something, 95, I think.
Awesome, where
really
is it?
Read it. We're not allowed to bring it home, we have to keep it there.
Why?
I don't know.
What would happen if would you get expelled?
I don't know. I don't want to have to fold it.
That's a good point.
It's big. But once we're done with the class, we can bring everything home. And I think if we were to frame anything, if I don't do anything that I like more than that, then I think that's what it's going to be framed and put somewhere, like, in my room.
Why your room?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think you'd want it. Like, where?
We have Cassidy's stuff and Lindsay's stuff all over the house. Some of your stuff. You know, more of your non-professional stuff.
Yeah.
No school stuff. But now that you're going to start getting professional stuff, oh boy.
I don't know when, but the teacher said something about, she's like, oh, we'll do more on that when we start learning about, how to draw a human face. And I was like, that's what I did. I did that.
You made the...
That's a sable face. That's one of the faces that sable makes.
And it is a sable.
And
you made that why?
Because we're going to learn how to draw like proportions in the face and stuff.
Nice.
I hope we do body too. Because
yeah, what
I
they really need is
that.
A class on how to make shoulders and hands that don't look ridiculous. Because I can't make not that I can make a face either, but like it seems like I should be able to make like shoulders and like an arm. and yet they're always uneven, and one of the shoulders is always like boxy and square, and one of them is way too rounded. Yeah. And my hands are always like misshapen. Like if you actually had the anatomy of a hand that I drew, you'd never be able to open a can. You'd be stuck forever.
I think my proportions are like eh. But like the only drawing that I really like the proportions in is the Fiona one, but her arms are too thin and long. And her torso's too long. Actually, I don't really like it. I'm looking at it more.
Her knees are too high. What's up with those socks?
Hey, that's just the character. I didn't make her up.
She's fine. The proportions on your T-Rex are good.
Thanks. But I've come up with, like, a new OC character who... Was I showed you the drawings?
Is that redundant?
What? Yeah. Yeah, it is. Original character. Well, she was my Gemsona, green sphene with like the green skin and the gem on her lip and stuff. But I don't want her to be green anymore. So I'm just like, eh. Your name is Sphene, and you're just a Cyclops lady.
Okay.
So she's not green anymore.
Fiend the Cyclops lady.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why. I mean, I know that I wanted to have, like, dark hair and dark skin and, like, dark eyes and stuff. And she likes to wear, like, bright colors.
Mm-hmm.
And she always wears, like, poofy dresses and stuff. And, like, things that cover, like her neck, like a collar. And she comes up, she has, like, super cool clothes. Like, one of her things is, like, a big, huge, like, one of those frame dresses, like, the huge ones.
Mm-hmm.
But it, like, right about there, like, above the knee, from there down is, like, clear, and there's just, like, a ring of the fabric around the edge, and she wears, like, cool colored tights under it.
Nice.
Yeah.
That'd be a cute skirt to have in IRL.
In IRL? In real life?
I figured one good turn deserves another. So. Alright. What else? Kendra was good. You haven't seen her in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I know. We spent most of the time just getting her caught up on everything that's happened.
That's good.
The lifeguard at the pool. You could hear him. He was singing something. But it was the exact volume where you knew he was singing. You could make out the sounds, but you had no clue what he was saying. So we were swimming past him really slowly and just being like...
He's definitely singing, not humming?
Definitely singing. You could make out the, like words, but you couldn't know... You didn't know what words they were. So
a mystery.
We never figured it out.
You didn't ask him?
No.
Why?
I don't know. Marty was going to, but then
we
didn't.
Hey, what are you singing?
Yeah, we almost did, but I didn't want to do it, and Reagan didn't want to do it, and Marty was going to do it.
Wow. You
and then
guys
she
are
didn't.
Just chickens.
True.
I have to find a way to make you have less fear about that kind of thing. Because to a man, nothing is more attractive than competency in a woman.
Good thing I don't live my life to please a man.
Confidence. Stupid. And confidence is a close second. And at some point, you're going to want to go on a date with some guy.
I think I'm going to cut you off here, because I feel like what you should be teaching me is you want to do this for yourself, not because a guy will think you're attractive.
No, don't mishear me.
I know.
This doesn't have anything to do with what a guy finds attractive. But it does have to do with the fact that that at some point there's going to be a guy that you're going to want to date or maybe go see a movie with or something or have dinner with. And your choices are either wait and see if maybe he possibly asks you or ask him. And the point that I'm trying to get across to you is not that you have to worry about whether you're pleasing a man, because I don't ever want you pleasing a man. But it's nice when they say yes.
What if they
And
say no?
well, if they say no, then screw them. They don't know what they're missing. But it's nice when they say yes. Hey, you know what? I'd love to go on a date with you. And the thing that you need to remember is that as much as you might think that that's kind of an embarrassing thing to do, or that people might, oh yeah, oh, look at what she's doing. Like, the exact opposite happens. Like, the guy that you ask is not going to say, wow, hey, that's my role. You're not supposed to be doing that, and you're kind of freaking me out. Instead, guys, love that combination of competence and confidence. And I want you to feel comfortable in that realm. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, say, bro, because it is really hot in your windowless room.
I'm actually cold.
You can't possibly be
I'm
cold.
cold. I'm all wrapped up. This is a good temperature for me. You gotta prepare for a good night so you can make a day tomorrow. That day will be a good day, or we're gonna head boys back. Please have a great day today. Let's have a great day tomorrow. Amen.
Amen. Not making any effort.
No, I'm just gonna lay here.
Ah.